It's open mic night at Shooty's Bar. The outside of the place looks like your typical dive bar, but inside it is super charming. Nearly everything is original from the 1890s. The rich, dark wood bar, the 1895 liquor license that's hanging behind the bar, and the beautiful Tiffany-like stained glass canopy above the bar. Rumor has it it's worth $1.2 million. Tonight's bartender is Stephanie Schwarzendruber.
It's really fun to bartend here because you get kind of a slice of everybody.
The night I was there, there was a World War II vet at one of the tables, a farmer who brought in a bunch of fresh blueberries for everybody to eat, some baby boomers, and a small group of 20-somethings at the bar. Stephanie, the bartender, moved to Calumet last November. She says the town is on the verge.
I feel like it's coming back. We have cute little coffee shops and art galleries and, you know, awesome bars like this in a place where you can buy a house for under $20,000. So it's really, actually, don't put that on there. Nix that.
What?
We don't want too many people to know.
It would be a stretch to say the town is booming. After all, the actual village of Calumet has less than 800 residents. But there is this kind of quiet but palpable energy bubbling up. The week I was there, two new cafes had just opened up.
I'm Carly Williams, and we're at Cafe Rosetta. My partner and I purchased the restaurant on August 1st, and we opened Friday, August 19th.
Carly is from Seattle, and her partner Patrick is from Wisconsin. They lived in Minneapolis for a while, which they liked enough, but eventually they wanted something different.
We wanted to live in a smaller place where people know each other, and people know each other by name and know what they do and who they are. So we moved to Calumet.
Had you ever been here before?
We hadn't ever been here before.
You just kind of looked at a map and put your finger down?
Kind of, yeah. Patrick actually heard about the area through a Woody Guthrie song about the 1913 Italian Hall disaster. We were just always really interested and wanted to live in the Northwoods and thought that Calumet had such a rich history that it would be nice to live in a place where the history was really apparent.
You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day. Working their corporate claim, risking their lives. So it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. There's talking and laughing.
When I was growing up, I used to think, I wonder what, if people look at a map of the United States and they say, wow, I wonder what exists on that little point that sticks way out into the lake, you know, into Lake Superior.
Julie DePaul Johnson grew up not too far from here in the neighboring town of Laurium. She and Katie Jo Wright opened the new Omphalie Gallery and Cafe in downtown Calumet, a town they describe as
cross between Mayberry and the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
We're far out here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's almost, I've always said it's almost so far out that it's in.
It is pretty striking to see groups of these young, smiley-looking kids biking around town, weaving their way in and out of alleys and around these abandoned buildings that were built more than a century ago. Julie's lived here all her life, but Katie Jo just moved here 4 years ago. She's originally from California. Katie Jo, Carly, and Patrick at Cafe Rosetta, and others like them, are part of this new generation of entrepreneurs moving into the area. And with them, they bring a new way of doing things.
It's so fascinating. I see this mindset of we got to recreate what's familiar. You got to have a breakfast. You know, you should just have an American breakfast, bacon and eggs, and you should do hash browns too, and you should offer all this stuff. And the kinds of things we serve here are beet burgers and quinoa tabbouleh with pita.
Even though people in town might think her food is weird, Katie Jo says, for the most part, everyone is supportive. She says the old-timers come in and share stories and recipes for her and Julie to try, which they're happy to do. One self-professed old-timer I talked to, Tom Rudd, says he's noticed a nice balance of energies between the two generations.
Old people have a tendency to rely on what they've done before, and young people have energy to perhaps learn these things and do whatever needs to be done.
Which might be just the combination this town needs as it tries to rediscover itself 100 years after its heyday. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.